I'm a local leader here in the Michigan market, and you know, we've got a real treat tonight because the individual that's going to be sharing his time with us is someone that has 20-year experience full-time within the network marketing industry. And you know, since he's been in, he is one of the individuals that is leading all of North America. And the experience that he brings to the table, you know, who he is, we're working very closely with you know, Sarah and Tony Zalaki out of California and you know, Agile Corporate, is that you know, what the information he's going to share with us tonight is stuff that if we take it seriously can dramatically impact our business to levels that can take it above and beyond. So with that being said, Mr. Townsend, I'd love to introduce you to everyone on the call tonight.
Well, thank you so much, Anthony. And for everyone that's on the call tonight, we welcome you. This is going to be a fun Monday night call. We've got a lot of energy that is going to be on here tonight. And I don't mean a bunch of hype. I mean a lot of facts and details and exciting stories. Just because we've got some great events and some wonderful things that have happened here in North America. Had a great day today. Just got back from a trip in Salt Lake City, Utah. And you'll be hearing about that tonight. I was on the phone today with Ms. Sarah Zalecki. For about an hour, we're going through in some strong details for the up-and-coming training up in Chicago. She's got some real special things planned with Tony Zalecki and some goals that we're going to be setting with the group. So it's been extremely productive. And for those of you out in California, I know your day is still going. And I know out here on the East Coast, we are celebrating just a great Monday for many of us because there's a group of people this weekend that actually experience something that we want everyone to be able to experience. We just got back from what's called an Agile Leadership School, which was held in Salt Lake City, Utah. It was with the founders of Agile, some of the executive teams, some of the top money earners. And it was really just for a group of people that were kind of the up-and-comers of Agile. They deliberately did not have any diamonds there. They wanted to have the folks that were starting to rank advance and develop meetings in their local cities. And it was a very, very special time. But most importantly, there was a lot that was taught. So we're going to be going over some of those things tonight. We want to make sure that you hear and you use and these things can be used to develop your business. I just want to take a couple minutes to get everyone up to speed. If you're brand new tonight or maybe you joined the Agile business in the last couple of days or maybe this is your first or second week, I welcome you. I truly want to welcome you to this incredible company. We've got a phenomenal team that works side by side to develop the business from coast to coast. When we say America, we do mean the United States and Canada. We're working together as a team. We just had a great group of people that were with us at the Home Office for Canada. So if you're up in Canada and you're listening, please know we really think of us as just one solid team developing this North America market. And for those of you that are new, this is something you can count on every Monday night. You'll always hear from one of the top money earners, and they'll always hear some topics that will help you build your business. They'll be different every week, and you'll also be able to get updates on what's going on with trainings, what the team's doing, what the system is doing. You don't have to call your upline and go, are we doing the call tonight? Unless it is a huge holiday that's celebrated across the country, you can count on it, and this is something that we're going to be doing, driving this as a team. And I mention that word over and over again because that's probably the most important thing that Agile has to offer. Yes, we have got a life-changing product, and I'm telling you right now, there's some things coming in the future that are absolutely going to blow you away, but what we have is plenty and enough for anyone to have incredible results with. It is so exciting. I got off the plane yesterday, and a good friend of mine, Corey, here in Charlotte, had not gotten on the products yet, had not done the challenge yet. And 14 days ago, he decided to embrace the Agile products. He got started on the Agile Fit Challenge, and in 14 days, he has lost 15 pounds. And to see the confidence in the product line, to see, hey, this thing works, this is great, I absolutely love this, no matter what happens, you can't have that type of experience unless the company has a product that delivers results beyond what people expect. And if you're new, you better believe we will have new products every year. It'll get bigger. And anything that they have in a pill, we can transform into a gel. And we've simply scratched the ice, and just tip of the iceberg has really been brought to everyone. So I mentioned the team because that's the most important thing. See, if you have a great product, but you don't have a system, you won't become successful. If you have a great product, but you don't have mentors and leaders that want you to grow, they want you to have the spotlight. When I was on the phone today with Sarah Zalecki and Tony and I were texting back and forth, nothing that we talked about was about us. Nothing. It was all, how can we help them get promoted? How can we help them get paid? How can we help them get the spotlight? How can we help them get on these trips and win these awards? And that's what we're developing right now, is we are putting together a tighter system here in North America that when you come with us to this incredible event in Chicago, June 22nd, I can promise you. For those of you that are new, you'll have more information than you ever dreamed of. And I'm talking to the people right now that have been around for a month or more. For those of you that have been around for 30 days or more, I can promise you with every cell in my body, when you walk out of there, you will have new tools, same system, but tools that are better, tools that are updated, tools that have everything you need to become a director, a diamond, an executive diamond, a crown diamond. It is all there. We have worked so hard making sure that when we really relaunch the exciting thing that we're developing, the Chicago event will be the premier event that we have. And I know many times you go, okay, you know, what's going to happen? I can't explain it, because until these tools are in your hand, you're just going to go from good to great. So what I want to do is we're going to finish up with that at the end of the call. And tonight I'm going to cover 7 very important things that were taught to us by Mr. Craig Bradley, the president and founder of Agile, who has been in the industry for decades. This man has led multi-million-dollar companies before he created the Agile brand. He was the one that created Gelsutical. His team members took it to Dr. Ashton, and if it wasn't for him, Agile would not be here. And he came in and sat down with us and shared with us some incredible tips. And I'm going to go through those as we wrap up the call tonight. But what I want to do is what this team is about. This team is about getting you promoted. This team is about getting you the recognition. We will do everything that we can do to help you get there. But what we're focused on right now is we want to create the new wave of leadership in Agile. And I asked 2 people tonight. I did invite Wendy Mann, who is our leader out of Canada. She is very busy tonight. She has got the general manager from Taiwan is visiting her with her Chinese team in Vancouver, so she can't be on tonight. But I do have 2 other individuals that are representing the United States that I am so, so proud of. They were right there in the mix of everything. And the first individual, these guys are going to take about 5 minutes, and I don't know what they're going to cover, because I want it to be from their heart. I don't want it to be pre-rehearsed. And I simply asked them to really go over what happened when they went to Agile Corporate, when they got to spend the entire weekend with the people that created this company. And I asked them to share with you what is it now that they are going to use to change their business from good to great. And the first person I really got to spend some time with, most importantly, it was creating a friendship. He was constantly talking about his wife and his family, and to hear that really made me excited, because I know why he's doing this thing. I'm having just an incredible amount of respect for him, and he's going to share with you what happened when he went out to the Agile Leadership School. So out of our New York market, Mr. Ross Decker, if you could hop on the phone, we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Philip. Thank you very much. Well, guys, I just wanted to briefly kind of share my experience going out to Utah. You know, some of you have already been to the home office, but that was my first experience. That was my first trip to Utah. It was my first time touring the facilities there at Agile headquarters. And I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I've been with the company for a while, and we have great experience with the products, love the products, have just had excellent results from that. You know, a lot of you are familiar with my wife's Flex story, and you know, you'll get to see that on Agile TV in coming weeks. But one of the things that really impacted me and really maybe rekindled my belief in the company was actually being in the physical headquarters. When I started, I had no idea what the corporate end of Agile was all about. I knew that I got my auto ship every month, and I got the check on the 15th, and I was very happy with that. But I didn't really have an understanding of what happened on the corporate end. I would see pictures, you know, of the beautiful headquarters, and outside there's two names on the building. One is Microsoft, one is Agile. And to be completely honest with you, I thought maybe it was Photoshopped because the building was just so beautiful. And then we go there, and let me tell you, they have the whole fifth floor. It's a giant facility, and we got to go through and tour and see the Stevie Awards and the Agile Care Wall and the projects that they're doing in all these other countries. And we got a tour through the IT department, the TV studio where they produced Agile TV every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock rather, and it really just sent my belief of the business, you know, just through the roof. It was so impressive. So the first thing was my belief in the company, and then the second thing was my belief in the people. As we walked through there, every single person came and greeted us, and many of them knew us by name, and their genuine concern was, are all your needs met? Is the hotel good? Was your trip in good? Is there anything we can get you? And, you know, sometimes you meet these people at events, and you know they're on their best behavior. They're representing the company. But then you go there and you interact with them. You know, we had the opportunity to spend time with Jeff Higginson and Sam Higginson and Mr. Craig Bradley and Zach Bradley, Jeremiah Bradley. You know, we got to go to Craig Bradley's house for a barbecue. And we got to see them, how they interacted with their children and how they interacted with their spouses. And in Craig's case, we got to see him, you know, be a granddad. And it was just so amazing because that's really how you get to know someone and learn about someone. It's how they interact with their family and their friends. And we got to see that. And again, my belief now in the people, again, just through the roof. And then the last piece of that then, and it's what I get to take home with me, is now my belief in myself. There was a moment there where we were in the conference room and Sam Higginson was talking to us about culture in our markets. And Mr. Craig Bradley came in, you know, he was going to take the next session, and he sat down in an empty seat next to me. And I'm listening to Sam and I'm jotting down my notes. And Craig, Mr. Bradley, elbows me. And I turn and he whispers, he says, "How old are you?" And I was taken back by it. And I said, "How old am I?" And he says, "Yeah, how old are you?" And I told him, I don't need to say it right now. But I told him. And he says, "Wow, I would have never pegged you for that. I thought you were much younger." And I said, "Well, thank you very much, Mr. Bradley." And then he reached over and he took the name tag that was in front of my spot at the table. And he wrote above my name, Crown Diamond. And then one by one, he took the name tags of everyone else at that table, and he wrote down, Crown Diamond, went all around the table, Crown Diamond, Crown Diamond, Crown Diamond. And in that moment, Mr. Bradley transferred his belief in us and his belief in me. He transferred it to me, and it became my own belief. So coming home, now I have a new belief in myself. I know what we need to do now. We need to tell more people. We need to, you know, fill the stadium. We need to take up that challenge. You know, talking to two people a week, not going to cut it anymore for me. I can't go back to that. I have to now step it up. So I want to thank Agile and the corporate team and just everyone involved who put that trip together. I'm so grateful. It was so generous, and I'm just so thankful for them.
Well, Ross, it was great having you there, and Sarah and Tony have been just high-fiving and singing your praise, and I hadn't spent a lot of time with you in a while. We finally got to know each other, and they were right, without a doubt. You are a true champion and what we like to call a future Agile rock star. So keep it up, my man. We need you big time up in the Northeast. And folks, what I'm going to do next is I'm going to introduce somebody that you guys got to hear during the intro. And extremely proud of this young man. He's doing a great job leading the expansion throughout the Michigan market. And it was interesting because he's on the younger side of the generation. And he's still in college. He's doing a great job. He was leaving at 5:30 in the morning on Sunday, and everyone's like, why are you leaving so early? He said, I got to get home. I got a final exam on Monday, and I want to talk about being busy and still finding a way to make this thing work. And that was really one of the big topics, was you got to be willing to sacrifice. You got to be willing to be a little out of balance. You got to be willing to do what others won't, so one day you can truly have choices. And just extremely proud of what he is doing. And there's so many people that were really people that we wanted to celebrate. So please don't think that these folks were chosen for any other reason than we just wanted you to get a quick perspective from some folks that we know could transfer what they're going to do to their business. And I think Ross's points were fantastic. So, Anthony, if you could share with us what you've done. We're so proud of what you guys are doing up in Michigan. If you could take over for a couple of minutes, really appreciate it.
I'm on, Mr. Townsend. Can you hear me?
Yep, sure can.
Okay, well, first off, I want to say thank you to yourself and Sarah and Tony for really helping me and allowing me to really go through my growth and be one of those 12 people that was able to attend this powerful, really magical weekend that we really shared over in Utah. And, you know, really what it did for me was, very similar to Ross, really built my belief in the company. And it's at a point now to where it's at an all-time high. It's a sky high simply because, you know, there's really two things I want to talk about. And, you know, number one, you know, I've been to the events. I've got around the leaders. And I always had a belief in the company, a belief in the industry. But what took place this weekend, it's very hard for words to describe it. It was something where, you know, yeah, we got to go out there. Yeah, we got to hang out. But really what it was it was a whole lifestyle experience. And it would, if you will, I think it was the life of a diamond. And, you know, imagine if we will, you know, all expense paid. The first thing that really happened is as soon as I stepped down that escalator for the ground transportation, there was a man holding a sign that had my name up, and it was the private limousine that they escorted us to our suites. And it was pretty cool because we all see these things in the movie, but it's, you know, living a rock star life, you know, ultimate VIP treatment, getting taken to the hotels, getting just comped, meals comped. And, you know, when we stepped in that boardroom, how the day started on Friday, that's really the first thing that happened was that, number one, when evaluating and you got to put this business together, you need two things. Number one, you got to know what you got your hands on. We got to know what we got our hands on. And that's really what this weekend did for me. When I stepped in that boardroom, had an opportunity to sit next to Jeff, to hear from Mr. Bradley, to really hear Sam, and really, and Jeremiah, it really let me know who I was in business with. You know, these men have made a lot of money. And it, for them, it's not about the money. It's about the people. It's about what can they do to add value to other people's lives. You know, they're not concerned where this company is going to be 5 to 10 years from now. They're concerned, their focus is where the company is going to be 50 years from now, 60 years from now. And when they spoke with passion, they spoke with purpose, they spoke with conviction, and the biggest thing they conferred to me was their belief, not only in themselves and the company, but their belief in us, you know, the rising stars in this business. Because in network marketing, I don't know, and in traditional business, I don't know too many, corporate people that are going to fly out people that have rising stars, people that, you know, have done some things, but they haven't gone over and above yet. And for them to spoil us this weekend let me know that I was in the right place at the right time with the right company. They took us on zip lining in the mountains. They did so much for us that, you know, it was absolutely incredible. And, you know, Ross, like he spoke about, we had an opportunity to go to Craig Bradley's at his private estate and really spend time and meet these people and know that they're good, genuine, heartfelt people that really care about others. And, you know, that just lets me know that we're definitely in the right place. But, you know, the second thing I want to talk about is really the second key to putting this business together is it comes down to us. It comes down to realizing that we matter, you know, and we have value. Each and every one of us has value. And I think the thing that as I travel and as I talk to other people and stuff is the one thing I feel why the numbers aren't where they should be in North America is we're lacking belief. And we got to understand that. Really, you know, somebody stopped their entire day and they wrote our name on a piece of paper and they said, this is someone that I want to be in business with. This is someone I want to partner with. This is someone that I know that I want to get the goals, the dreams, we can work together and empower and we can go out there and get these things. And that it's not enough that we believe. We got to take our passion, we got to take our purpose, and we got to instill that belief upon others. Because, yeah, we sell gels, but it ain't about gels. You know, the gels with all the good goop in them, you know, they're good. Gets in the whole digestive tract and everything. The bottom line is what this thing is, it's a lifestyle opportunity. It's a chance for us to get our dreams. And we're not going to get it unless we got belief, unless we go out, help and empower other people. We got to realize that we got value and we matter. You know, everything that really happened this weekend was really to get myself, and I know all the other people there, to wake up and realize that we matter, we have value, and this company cares. You know, they care about each and every one of us. The people that weren't there, the company cares about you. That's all they talked about this whole weekend is what can we do for the people in North America? How can we make this company better? How can we help more people become more diamonds than any other company in the history of the industry? What can we – and they did so much, I can't even mention it just because of how monumental it was. But we got to realize that, you know, do we know really how much the people in Agile care about us? You know, we matter so much that I can't even put it into words. And really to sum it all up is really what this business is offering. It's a lifestyle that, you know, we can have if we're willing to go to work and with other people, and that it's a lifestyle that nobody else can have as long as we're willing to go to work and just go out there and make it happen. And, you know, like Ross said, you're talking to two people a week, it ain't going to happen. It all goes back to how big is your dream, how big is your goal? Because if it's not big enough, if your why does not make you cry, your why is a lie. You're kidding yourself. So what is it that's going to make you do today what others won't so you can do tomorrow what others can't? And it all goes back to your belief. So if what I said helped anybody on the phone tonight, take it to heart. Don't just say, hey, you know what, that's good advice. Don't be a hearer, be a doer, and put it into action. Do something tomorrow. Do something this week that's going to make your business 20 steps forward. So, you know, that being said, I love you guys on the call. You know, take care. God bless. And, Mr. Townsend, I hope that, you know, gave some people some value.
We appreciate it, Anthony. It's nice to see how motivated the two of you are, and it's obviously because you're in the right place at the right time, and really everyone on the phone. Right place, right time, right combination of people. And the thing that we're excited about right now is a person that's brand new, maybe someone that just came on board last week. And understand, everybody's names are being talked about. I can almost promise you that Deb and Brian are on track to win the Hawaii trip in January, and you better believe when they get back from that event, we're going to let them tell you what it's like to live a five-star lifestyle. So we're constantly cheering for you guys. From the California team to the Canada team, we're doing everything that we can do to get everybody the support, the encouragement that you need, and most importantly, as a brand new person. Now, every call is different. Some week we talk about recruiting. Sometimes we talk about cash flow classes. Sometimes we talk about events. You never know what's going to happen. But tonight, honestly, what you can see is that we're talking about how do we get that goal? How do we get that passion? How do we get the difference between succeeding and just participating? So what I'm going to do is I want to go over real quick as we wrap it up here, this last few 10 minutes or so. I want to go over something that Mr. Craig Bradley did. And what I was talking today about with Sarah Zalecki is we're talking about, I thought, very powerful points. Because, again, they wanted just the up-and-coming folks. They asked the Diamonds who could do this teaching and training in their sleep. They said, hey, can we just have these guys in so they can get the spotlight? And it was so exciting because it was fun to see the up-and-coming President's Club members, people that have been putting in customers and getting rank advancements. And although they weren't at the top yet, they had the right attitude. And what was really special is I watched Mr. Craig Bradley come in, and this wasn't something that was pre-rehearsed. What I'm going to share with you, some of you will get it and some of you won't, and that's okay. Those of you that are get it, what you'll learn is that the teacher will appear when the student is ready. And for those of you that think it's fluff, that's okay too. That just means you're not ready yet for big success in Agile. You may be having success in other areas, and we respect that. We're not here to put down and compare. We're simply here to provide the environment for people to get their goals. But remember, your goals don't have to do with money. Your goals have to do with what is important to you. After all, you joined Agile for your future, not because we're here to inspire you to do ours. So when I share some of these topics that I'm going to go over with you, personalize it. But what I really loved is that Mr. Bradley came in, sat down, and this wasn't something he rehearsed. This wasn't something that he, you know, came down and said, hey, this is my little speech I've been giving for 20 years. He came down, he sat down in a chair, and he said, folks, you know, I was up last night pretty late. I was thinking about some things. I knew I'd be coming to meet some of the folks that we've got your names, and he had their names everywhere. I think Ross Decker put one on Facebook. When you walked into Cred Bradley's office, anybody who has done anything in North America worth mentioning, your name was on a board. And I think these guys were blown away because you hear that, but you never see that. And let me tell you, they mentioned everybody. My guys were looking for Cameron and Charlotte and Jeff Lovelace. They're looking at all their team. They go, wow, their name's really on the board. We're like, yeah, this, they actually do everything they say. And he walked in there the next day, and he said, you know what? I was up last night, and on the back of an envelope, which means he just probably grabbed something while he was sitting there, he said, I just had an idea. He said, I decided to go through my 20 years of experience, and I decided to write down 7 things that I could think of. He goes, I didn't come up with 7, but it ended up being 7. He said, I wanted to think of what was the characteristics that were common with every million-dollar earner with all the companies that I've been at, not just Agile. We're talking about he's been with some powerful billion-dollar network marketing companies where he was president and vice president. This man knows what he's doing. He said, but there was characteristics. Now, it had nothing to do with the product. The product's fantastic. This had to do with 90% of it is in your mind. Can you handle the challenge? Can you handle some of the no's? Can you handle some of the problems? Life is not perfect. Can you handle the success and not get a big ego? So as he went around all that stuff, he came up with what he believed to be the 7 personality traits, character traits that these people had that he has watched become million-dollar money earners. And here was the first one. The first one was a dream and a goal. He said these people didn't come in just to see if it would work. These people just didn't come in and go, well, you know, if I like it, maybe I'll tell someone. He said these people had a dream and had a goal, and it was burning from the core of their soul. He goes, they wanted it so bad that they really understood what their goal was. And see, so many folks, you ask them what their goal is, they really don't know. Now, if you're new, we want you to rank advance. If you're new, we want you to get on the President's Club. If you're new, we want you to do what you should do, which is President's Club, manager your first month, if not higher, and we want to make sure that you hit that Rising Star program. But for those of us that have been around, do you really have a true written goal on exactly what it should be? Second thing is passion. And belief, passion. Let me ask you a question. Do you have passion when you talk about Agile? See, one thing I told the group, it was something I learned years ago, is selling is nothing more than transferring enthusiasm from one person to another. Now, when you heard Anthony Vitale, he's 21 years old. He's in college. Yeah, he talks like that at 21. You know what? He's not afraid to push his belief. He's not afraid to be passionate. He's not afraid to be enthusiastic. And for some people, you may go, whoa, that guy's strong because that guy has a goal. So you've got to find out, do you really have passion? When you talk about Agile, do you get excited? If you don't, you're really not going to achieve your goal. You don't need to be Anthony. You don't need to be Philip. You don't need to be Sarah Zalecki. You need to be you, excited. Whatever it is, if people can't tell you're excited, then they're not going to join your business. So find out how to get that energy. Third thing is, leaders, always sponsoring people. Always sponsoring people. They're always getting preferred customers. They're always getting new team members. It's not something they have to remind themselves. They don't go, oh, my goodness, I've spoken to everyone that I know. They learn how to become a professional business builder, and it's something they naturally learn how to do, not something that they have to put tons of strenuous effort into. They've just learned how to make it a natural part of them. And I can promise you, it will be the number one topic trained on in Chicago, and it won't just be for 1 hour. It'll be over and over. It'll be how to talk to the people that you know, how to meet strangers, how to keep your pipeline full, how to work on your long-term recruits. You better believe that we are going to knock it out of the ballpark. Sarah Zalecki and I had a long conversation about that today, and I personally think she's probably the best one at doing this in North America. So we got some great stuff in Chicago on sponsoring. Number 4, follow the system. See, if you open a McDonald's, you don't get to change the recipe. If you buy a Starbucks, you can't wear a pink apron. It's got to be green. Well, here at Agile, we have a system for you. Here's the problem. you don't pay $1 million for an agile business. So some people sometimes try to move the system a little bit. The key is when we put out the scripts on how to invite with the new peak video, just stick to it. Stick to the in-home meeting. Stick to the system. Because if you stick to the system, you can duplicate. And if somebody changes the system on your team, you need to stop them. It's called inspect what you expect. If everyone just tries to move it around 1%, by the time you get to your 30th level, your entire business has fallen apart. So not only do you follow it, but you inspect it to make sure no one's trying to change what is guaranteed to work. And what we have is absolutely guaranteed to work. There are laws in network marketing. There's principles that have worked for 50 years, and they'll keep working, and our system follows them completely. Fifth thing is, Mr. Bradley covered this. He said, written goals. He said, number one is a dream. A dream could be anything. My dream in the beginning, just to get out of debt. Then my dream one day was to buy a new car. Then my dream one day was to make a six-figure income. Then my dream one day was to make $100,000 in 1 month. I got cocky as I got older. Well, guess what, folks? I have made over $100,000 in 1 month before, but that wasn't my original dream. Dreams got bigger as I got better. So I don't care what yours is, but you better have one. Now, let me challenge you. If you've been in the business for more than 90 days, where are your written goals? Do you have them? Oh, beside your bed and in the office? Have you done them since January 1st? I hope so. But what we found out is they have written goals. They share them with others, and here comes the key. Write this one down. They have an accountability partner. Accountability partner. See, if you've ever worked out, you always work out better with the workout partner. If you've ever done anything in life, you got to have a coach. Well, if nobody knows about your goals and your dreams and your goals that are written down, if nobody knows about it but you, guaranteed you will not achieve them. Guaranteed you will not achieve them. You have to share them with someone, and you have to have an accountability partner. And what happened this weekend is these guys were writing each other's names and numbers down, and they're holding each other accountable. Each couple times a week, they're checking in going, did you talk to some strangers today? Did you do some follow-ups today? Did you get a customer today? And the coach does not co-sign your excuse of, I was busy. I'm tired. See, a coach will say, that's okay. Then why aren't you following through? And a coach will help you stretch. A coach will help you get better. And a coach will help you do things. Who's your coach? Well, you got to pick a teammate. You got to pick someone that if they challenge you, you won't get upset or you believe in them enough to follow through. It's not always going to be your upline, but it sure helps if you got somebody that is upline that's willing to put the energy into you. So find out. I was talking to Eric and Anthony. Well, Anthony sponsored Eric up in Michigan. But they've become such good friends that they made a deal with me on Saturday night that they're going to hold each other accountable for making sure that they're sponsoring a couple people a week, not just one a month. Now, they've been doing more than one a month, but they're upping their goals a little bit. So if it's Brian and the team in Indianapolis or Joanne and the team up in Northern California or whoever is out there listening, you know the people that if they listen to you each week on your goals – if you respect them and you want to really work with them, let them know it doesn't always have to be your sponsor, but that's really important. Sixth thing is, as we wrap it up, events. So Mr. Bradley said the people that made over $1 million, they all had a dream. They had passion when they spoke. They didn't go, hi, I'm real excited about Agile. They spoke with a little pep in their step. You don't need to be a cheerleader, but when you call someone, step it up a little bit. Stand up when you talk. Third thing is they're sponsoring. Fourth thing is they follow the system and they don't even question it. Fifth thing is they have a written goal. But the sixth thing is they never miss an event. He didn't say they occasionally go. He goes they never, ever, ever have missed an event. Whether it's a local event or a national event is how they built it. And what Mr. Bradley said is all million-dollar earners built their business around events. So, folks, you better believe Chicago, June 22nd, is where we are going to be testing who truly wants to be a part of Agile, who truly wants to understand how can we get in front of the biggest revolution that's ever happened in nutrition. I sat down with Canty, who I have a lot of respect for, here in Charlotte, and she took me to a very, very well-known doctor. And if you know me, my dad's a doctor, brother's a doctor, grandfather's a doctor. I own a business with some doctors, so I'm not real intimidated when I sit down with them. I actually kind of feel comfortable. So she introduces me to this guy who's a big doctor, huge practice. He's written a bunch of books. And we sit down together, and we start talking, and I talk to him about gels, and he leans over and he goes, "Let me just interrupt you." I went, "Wow, that's a little aggressive." And he goes, "Let me just interrupt you." He goes, "I completely understand gels." He goes, "It's the wave of the future." I looked at Canty, and I just went, "See?" He goes, "It's already been tested. It's been proven. It's about absorption. I know prescriptions now that are in gels." And this guy goes off on a tangent about gels. Well, folks, that's the same thing my dad said. He's one of the chief of staff of a surgeon. Same thing my brother said. Look him up. He just got an award as one of the top five surgeons in the United States out of Atlanta. He's bad to the bone. And what he told me was, "Philip, it's coming." He said, "Gels are the future, and what I love is the medical community knows it, but your grandma doesn't, your neighbor doesn't, your little friend at the gym doesn't. One day they will. One day people are going to go, yeah, duh, of course." But they didn't see that until someone that they knew showed it to them. Folks, we got 5 to 10 years before this is accepted as common sense. There was a day when people questioned bottled water. Now it's common sense. There was a day when people questioned whether or not people would pay for the internet. Now it's taken over and people laugh. Why wouldn't you? And one day people will not question what we do. The question is, will you get in front of the wave? Will you get in front of the event? Or is the fight going to wear you down? Is the no going to wear you down? Is the energy going to be taken from you because you don't have a vision of what it's like to get on the other side, what it's like to be a billion-dollar company? Well, guess what? You got to sacrifice some things. You got to be willing to turn off the television. You got to be willing to work at night. You got to be willing to do things that are uncomfortable. And I'm the one that has to tell you, if you're not, you won't make it to the top. And it's okay if you don't. Because if being at the bottom is okay for you, then that may have been your dream. But for those of us that really want to do this thing, that want to know what it's like to go to Mr. Bradley's house, that want to know what it's like to get picked up in a limousine, that don't want to know what it's like, I enjoyed riding first class yesterday. I got to admit, they bring you little hand towels with a little hot water and mint before they bring you your meal, and I kind of like it. I don't really need the leg room, but gosh, I like the big seat. Well, guess what? You deserve to sit there. They didn't make that for me. They made it for you. Unless you decide it's really not that important. And what that usually is an excuse, because behind it you're saying to yourself, I don't think I can do it, or I'm not willing to do the work. So what the events do is they get that emotion away, and it brings confidence, not cockiness. It's not about being better than. It's about following through. It's not about being arrogant. It's about simply helping yourself experience the feeling of, I did it. Dadgummit, I did it. It's not about getting rich. It's just about doing enough to where money is not a problem. And see, the seventh thing he talked about was you got to begin with the end in mind. Let me ask you leaders that are listening. I'm talking to folks that have been around for more than 90 days. Do you have a vision board right now? I mean, when you wake up, do you see the goal? Have you picked out the music they're going to play when you go diamond and you walk across the stage? Have you picked out who do you want to come to the national event? Do you want your kids to watch you go up on stage and get the award? Do you want your parents to be there? Do you want your high school teacher or coach or one of your spiritual advisors? Who do you want there with you where you can show them, I did it. I paid the price to do it. And some of you are going, oh, this is goofy. It doesn't matter because you're not going to be with us next year anyway. I'm not trying to be rude, but this has nothing to do with being goofy. This has to do with true success. I see so many times we get into the business, we're like, I need to know more about the weight loss. I need to know more about that. Yes, that's important. That's why we have it on the internet and available 24/7. What we're talking about now is a heart check. What we're talking about now is a mind check. If you can follow those steps, you can hear it in Ross's voice. You can hear it in Anthony's voice. And it's traditionally always in my voice. when I train, because my mentor taught me those seven principles years ago, and I did not experience success because I was better than other people. I had an opportunity to experience success because I stopped getting in my own way. I stopped quitting before I hit the goal. I stopped being fearful of asking someone to look at my business. I stopped having my feelings hurt when my product got lost or my check was screwed up. I didn't allow those things to stop me. It had nothing to do with the company. It had to do with the mental battle that it takes to become an entrepreneur. Please don't take it wrong. It's easy to work for someone. They sign the lease. They have the building. They're the ones that own the company. We just show up and hope they give us more. It takes a backbone to be an entrepreneur. That's why we ask everyone to do it part-time, but do it with full-time passion. So, folks, tonight was about belief, about goals. I hope you have your workout partner. I hope you have your goals, and I hope you understand how important this is, because the people that own the companies in this country, they know these things. The people that work there, they're watching TV tonight. Thank goodness you're one of us. Have a great week. Take care, guys, and God bless.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.